Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 seconds.
1954, Hugh Hall, a Minnesota boy, the son of evangelical Baptists, headed southwest for school. The University of Colorado in Boulder, a somewhat buttoned-up university in the Eisenhower years. Yet Hugh Hall soon encountered a freshman who was anything but buttoned up. Charles Robert Redford Jr., but just call him Bob. Bob stood out with his long blonde hair, Hawaiian shirts, and flip-flops. They shared an interest in the novels of Willa Cather and the music of Chet Baker. Soon they were moving off campus to share an apartment. Hugh, with an interest in broadcasting, snagged a side job as a DJ at a local radio station. Bob, undecided about his future, mopped floors at a pub on University Hill. But everything changed at the end of the school year when Bob's mother died. Bob's good friend Hugh Hall left too, abandoning school for the military.
What's your name? I'm Bob Woodward of the Washington Post.
Bob. Bob,
are you here in connection with the Watergate burglary?
Became one of Hollywood's most bankable stars under the name Robert Redford.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.